I do not believe in enemies. I believe only in friends that you have to kill from time to time to maintain order. There are no enemies, only order to be maintained. So yes, Orc, you are my friend.
You won't kill me!
Yes, but that does not change the fact.
Batsarig cocked his head as though the Orc were espousing odd thoughts.
Leave me alone!
Old Grundle rumbled in his bass tones, turning away from the man.
I come here to scatter ashes of my mate, not fight. I see Wolf, and I know Thelena thanks me from life after this one.
The Khan blinked in surprise, regarding the Orc with growing interest.
Did I understand you right just now? Did you say you came here to scatter your mate's ashes?
Yes.
I see. And what is the relevance of the wolf you say you saw?
Old Grundle bristled at having to explain orcish religion to the man, but for some reason he could not fully explain. He complied.
Orcs taken by Gilgamoth at death, brought back as wolves roaming steppes. I see Wolf. I see Thelena. She thanked me for scattering ashes.
Batsarig puffed out his cheeks in astonishment.
Wow. So you believe that was your mate you saw? Your mate was the wolf? Remarkable. I had no idea orcs harbored such beliefs. I've rarely met one that can speak travelers, though, I suppose.
All orc speak travelers,
old Grundle grunted.
Just not at you.
The Khan's jaw hung slack for a moment, and then he laughed uproariously, slapping his thigh.
Of course they do! I should have known! Ah, crafty creatures! I will be sorry to see you go, my friend.